a time for family. Thanks for making us a part of yours. AM 1460, WVOX New Rochelle, and WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
Illinois will be a better state from this moment forward.
Reaction to the sentence for Rod Blagojevich from the Better Government Association. The ex-Illinois governor gets 14 years in prison for corruption, reacting himself outside court moments ago alongside his wife.
Patty and I, and especially me, this is a time to be strong. This is a time to fight through adversity. This is a time for me to be strong for my children.
Blagojevich did apologize in court for what he called terrible mistakes. He's due to report to prison in February. Two new accusers and more charges against former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal with this live.
Lisa, the details revealed by the grand jury are graphic and cringe-inducing. The Pennsylvania Attorney General says with these new victims, numbers 9 and 10, Sandusky allegedly started out giving gifts and taking them to football games. Later, the sexual acts allegedly began. Both were boys when they met Sandusky at camps set up through a Second Mile program. Sandusky already faces child sex abuse charges involving 8 other boys that occurred over a 15-year period. He has said in interviews that he horsed around and showered with boys, but didn't molest them, Lisa.
Jessica, no holiday for U.S. senators until they extend the payroll tax holiday. That threat from the Senate Majority Leader, Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, live in D.C.
Now, Senate Leader Harry Reid warns Congress will stay in Washington until a Social Security tax holiday is extended.
And I say to my Republican colleagues, we can do it the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
Republican leadership strongly objects to coupling the tax cut with a tax hike on million-dollar incomes. But there's a rift between rank-and-file Republicans about extending the holiday at all.
Holidays come, holidays go. It was never intended to be permanent tax policy.
House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan concedes extending the payroll tax cut depends on how to pay for it, Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Kiss under the mistletoe.
I could kiss you.
We're full of surprises.
No, I don't think I will kiss you.
Happy holidays.
From WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal. Here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'm here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This show is a call-in show, and it's your show. We want to hear from you. So if you're going through a transition, are you concerned about a brand or someone else's brand, please don't hesitate to call. And give us a call at 914-636-0110. And let's talk your brand through. That's 914-636-0110. Or you can call us or email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And before I get into a weekly opener of the show. If you notice that I might be slurring my words, it's not that I'm slurring my words. I'm sucking simultaneously on a cough drop because I do not want to cough on air. So I'm just doing all those things. And you can see now I'm puckering a little bit, but I didn't want anybody to worry about me. But I have this little bit of a cold. It's on the downward spiral. I'm almost finished with it. But anyway, I just wanted you to be aware of that. But we'd like to hear from you. We have a lot of interesting things to talk about today, one of which is, 70 years ago, Pearl Harbor was attacked. And I have Franklin Roosevelt's speech that was actually delivered, would have been delivered tomorrow, the Monday, because Pearl Harbor was attacked on a Sunday. I remember my mother telling me that she had heard that. No one knew where Pearl Harbor was. Hawaii was very far away. The world was a much bigger place back then. So I like to read some excerpts of that speech that really we don't hear, and I'm gonna do that. I also want to talk a little bit about the passing of one of the grand brands of that period. Even though she was a girl at the time, she was Stalin's daughter, and she had died. And there's some interesting tidbits about that brand, her father's brand, that is, and what a savage he was. And that was his brand. He had everybody scared of him in Russia at the time, and it wasn't the Soviet Union, it was Russia. So you're listening to Brand Talk here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. And let's get to our opener of the week. And it is The Power of Brands. Will they ever learn? And yesterday, folks, I accounted a brand that I mentioned to you back in October when I had that stent placed on one of my arteries at New York Presbyterian Hospital. So, and this brand, the brand is New York Presbyterian Hospital. And I was reminded of those TV ads that I had mentioned to you a few weeks ago. And I went off on them and how good they were. And I had a follow-up procedure. I had to take a stress test yesterday. And, I was reminded of the ads because the ads were so true to what I was experiencing. That the attention to detail from the technician, the doctor's concern, them alerting to me on what I was going to be in for, how long the test was gonna last. This is what marketing and branding is all about. When you see an ad or you hear an ad, and then you experience that, that's what marketing is about. It has nothing to do with manipulating people to get to you to buy something you don't want. That's poppycock. The real beauty of marketing and the excitement of marketing and branding is when you take a real benefit, you promote that benefit. You let people know about that benefit, and then you have a customer experience that for themselves. And then you've made not only a connection, you've made a customer for life. And let me tell you, what I experienced yesterday, which was only reinforced what I heard on that and saw on that TV ad, there's nothing like it. And so when I was promoting the show today on my Facebook page and on my LinkedIn page, I said I was going to tell you the secret to branding yourself. And it is to simply be real and to take a real benefit, promote that benefit, and then deliver on that benefit. And if you do that, you have succeeded and you have learned all about marketing and branding. And it doesn't start there. It's the continuation of finding out just what it is your customers want and constantly responding to what they want. And if you do that, folks, you've got a brand that will stand the test of time. And so that's my little takeaway this week. And that is promoting what you are a real benefit, making your customers experience that benefit. And there has to be no manipulation ever done. It will be done for you. People will simply buy and engage your brand. So that's my little idea of the week. But how do you feel about this? Why don't you give us a call at 914-636-0110. You're listening to Brand Talk. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. We're here every Wednesday from 3 to 4. And you can pick us up at 1460 on your AM dial. Or you can stream us at brandtalkradio.com or at vox.com. And we love to hear from you. And you can also give us a call at an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. So as I promised, folks, I have here in front of me the entire address that Franklin Roosevelt gave to Congress actually tomorrow, the day after Pearl Harbor. And generally, most references to the speech is just the first few words, the first sentence. And what I'm going to do is take some excerpts of it and give you a feel of the wonderful words, what a great brand Franklin Roosevelt was, and how he positioned this act that as I said, my most people at the time didn't even know where Pearl Harbor was. So I'm gonna start by saying December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people, in their righteous might, will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the utmost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. there is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us, God. I ask that Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire. Could you imagine hearing that in 1941? And you're afraid, you're at war, and you have this bigger-than-life person. They don't make brands like that anymore, do they? But anyway, they're too, I guess people are too wrapped up in people being handled. You're sounding like this. You can't use the word dastardly. You can't use, you're going to offend. I tell you, it's just, I mean, it's just such a moving speech and so historical. Anyway, I just thought I would do that. I just can't believe it's 70 years. I said it had to be 60 years, but I realized that I'm 60 because I was born in 51. So I said it can't be. It's 70 years. I just can't believe it. And that's what we do here at Brand Talk on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And if you would like to give us a call and share your feelings about that day, or any other day in American history, our Pearl Harbor of on that terrible day, 9/11, 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And it's just something to think about. But I hope I did justice to that reading by Franklin Roosevelt, the true original brand. And with that, I just like to talk a little bit about another unusual brand or character, Stalin's daughter, Svetlana. You know, and she did not use that name. She used Leonard Peters, and she died at the age of 85 in Wisconsin. And she was the dear daughter. And there's some question as to whether or not Stalin killed her mother. They say that she committed suicide, but I don't know what is historically correct or not. But there was some rumor that that he had killed her mother. But that's speculation. The story that she liked to, there were two stories that she likes to talk about to give you some insight about this Stalin. And I have a story that Roosevelt experienced as well about Stalin. It was that Stalin wanted her daughter, Svetlana, to dance with him. And she said no, and he said yes. And she said no, and basically he took her by the hair and pulled her on the dance floor, and she danced with him. And the other story that she relates that had a great impression on her life is that her brother was captured by the Germans, and the Germans asked for a number of generals to be, they had captured her brother, Stalin's son, and they wanted to swap prisoners for the son, and Stalin said no, and the Germans killed the son. And it said that she really never She never really got rid of that feeling for her brother and what her father did for this woman. If you're interested in her, you can get this. Google her and you get all these interesting little tidbits about her and a recluse. And she came to the United States in 1967. She fled Russia. Very interesting. But the reason I mention this is the brutalness of the brand, of the Stalin brand. And anyway, we have a caller on the line. And as we always like to do, we always like to give callers a first chance as opposed to me going on. Are you listening to Brand Talk? Caller, what's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Alden Lee.
Hey, Alden. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Okay. What can we do for you today, Alden?
Well, I'm designing a conjoint analysis.
A conjoint analysis?
Yes.
Do you want to explain what a conjoint analysis is? For those of our listeners that might not be aware?
Well, it's a market tool used to analyze various attributes for specific products. And with the conjoint analysis, the attributes can be determined that are most favorable so that the most ideal brand or product can be developed from the attributes tested.
Okay. So basically what you're trying to do is find out people's perceptions about certain products. Is that what we're doing here?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. That's right up my alley. Okay. What are you doing there, Alden?
So I have an energy product. It's a brownie, and it's a very healthful brownie.
Okay, it's a brownie. Okay.
Yeah. Yep, targeted towards a college demographic.
Very good. Okay.
And yes. Yes. So I'm wondering which attributes you would suggest for branding such a product.
Well, the first thing you got to find out is what attributes does your target market deem important when eating? Is it taste? Is it health? So if you're asking a guy my age, my criteria is going to be different from a younger person's criteria. So it might be how good it tastes. It might be how healthy it is. It might be, like I like to talk about, an interaction between taste and health. So you got to find out before you ask the attributes. Okay, what you want to do is you want to find that out. Then after you do that, let's say for example it's taste. We do know from the literature that females prefer sweeter tasting items while males prefer saltier tasting items. So what you want to do based on that, if it's taste, what you want to make sure is that if it's targeted to males, there's got to be just the right amount of sweetness to the product, to the brownie, as opposed to the saltiness. Or it's got to, and those attributes have to, in fact, be considered. And so, on a scale from 1 to 5, how important is sweetness of the flavor, and then you would divide that into males and females and come up with some sort of come up with scale and find out whether or not there are significant differences between the two. Ideally, what you want is a product that attracts both, that it has just the right amount of sweetness. As my mother used to say, that's too sweet. It's a little too sweet for me. And if it's a little too sweet, then that's not a good thing. The power of the spices in that. Females might prefer a more subtle ingredient or taste sensation, while a male might like a more potent one. So those are the kinds of attributes from a taste perspective that you might want to consider on the. And remember, I have to think about this a little bit more. I'm giving you really broad strokes here. In terms of the health, are we talking about an energy bar? Are we talking about it keeping you? Is it going to be calorie based? In other words, or is it going to be protein based? Or is it going to be energy based? More a better analysis. In other words, is this going to be a food replacement, or is this going to be a food enhancer? Is this going to be able to put weight on so that you can put more muscle on, or is it going to be used to keep you thin and agile and all of that? These are the kinds of things that you, in fact, want to take a look at and find out what is it that males and females are going to respond to. I mean, my quick and dirty analysis is that women, and I have no data here. I'm just other than on my past experience and some of the literature that I have in fact read, I would think that women would be more diet conscious and more calorie conscious, while men would want more energy and protein and being able to push more weight or run more miles and do all of those wonderful things. How am I doing there?
You're doing very well.
Okay. All right.
So you're suggesting a 5-point scale of attributes instead of a Likert.
No. What do you mean? No, I'm a little confused. Go ahead.
We're measuring the consumer preference for various attributes, so like calories are more important to me, and then
yes. I would say what you have to do is you have to identify the different characteristics, and based on and each characteristic become independent on a scale from 1 to 10. How important is taste, how important is health, the health benefits, and once you get to know that, then you go and you break it down into the specific attributes in health. Is it calories? Is it energy? And then you base it also on taste. Is this getting too confusing?
Oh, this is actually great.
Okay, and it's very, very, by the way, you're listening to Brand Talk here on 1460 WVOX Radio with Dr. John Tantillo. We have Alden, I believe he is from Maine, and we're talking about a new product that he wants to introduce to a college-age group. And what we're talking about is how do we, in fact, measure what it is that our target market is going to respond favorably to. And we're trying to do this like within a few minutes, and it's not an easy it's not that easy to do, and we're trying to nitpick it away, but and try to wrestle this idea to the ground, and I hope I'm succeeding, and I hope we're not losing the audience. I don't think we are, but if the audience is confused, give us a call. Maybe we can help you out at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. So am I helping here, Alden? I don't want to give you just an academic triest here. I want to be helpful in your in what you're trying to pursue.
This is fantastic. I'm actually testing this on a college university in the coming days.
Yeah.
Again, using an online survey.
I love it.
Conducted in class.
Okay.
So
Well, yeah. Alden, I'm going to have to cut you short. If you'd like to come back after the break.